L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons. All of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. They are just underway in the fourth quarter, 93-89. Celtics lead the Warriors, -4.5 live, 234.5. The live total here. As they still have Steph on the bench. Joe, he did not play, though. No, he has come out here for the fourth quarter. So Steph's back out. Didn't play the last 3 minutes of the third. He has four fouls. But he is back in. 29 points, 6 of 9 from 3 for Steph Curry. Poole is still out there, too, Joe. That's what matters for us right now. We need Poole out there.
He just got called for a travel, though, in the first possession. Not good.
Wow. Joe, all over the guy.
I am. He's a $165, you know? He can't stand up to a fourth quarter pounding. That's the problem. He's got a body.
That's why he
frame
doesn't.
Like,
he doesn't play the whole game.
He's got a body frame like a 13th grader. I mean, he's barely. Come on, not even 8th grader. I mean, this guy's like wiry. I mean, can you put on a little size? You're an NBA player. He's like Chet Holmgren, only he's a veteran now.
I mean, it's like his first real year in the league. Like, what are we talking about here?
He's got arms like toothpicks.
All right. Well, he's still a kid.
What do you mean? We're going to give him a pass?
I mean, like, it's his first time, you know, making things happen here.
What has he made happen? He hasn't put money in our pocket.
Well, not tonight. He has in the past. He has in the past.
That's debatable.
So you have this game on now? Is that the story?
That's the story. I don't like the fact that he's wearing neon orange shoes either. It's a big problem for
me. Man, you're all over everything with this kid.
I am, until he gets us the total. That's it.
Man.
What have you done for us lately? We don't care. You cooked us the buffet. You invited us over all day Sunday. We're hugging and kissing. We're having a great time. Monday comes, you give us, you know.
Smart you banking give us him Popeyes. In, too. This yes. guy's smart. Banking in threes.
He's going to hit this number. They're going to win, and we're going to miss out on plus
70. He's got 19 points. He's got 19 points.
Here he is again. Look at this. Assist. Dish.
No. Not this
time. Come on, Poole. Coast to coast, like Pharrell.
There he is, Joe, getting a little hoop inside.
See,
up to 8
I
points.
Told you,
there
coast
he is.
To coast.
Come on, Bobby.
Come on, Bobby. Juan Primo.
Juan Primo. All right, Poole's got 8, Joe. We need 4 points out of him.
All right,
you're in
on,
good
come
shape.
Come on, Poole. Come on, Poole. Come on, Poole. Come on, Bobby.
Bobby. So we both need.
In now.
We both that? Need. We both need Celtic guys to hit threes is where we're at. You need Brown and I need Tatum.
Oh, no!
Uh-oh. Jeez. Carver Lisi here with you. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us here on a wacky Wednesday night as we are involved in the fourth quarter between the Celtics and the Warriors. now 102-91 as the Celtics have extended back out to an 11-point lead after the Warriors had come back from down 18, actually took a lead. I think it was 82-81, something like that. And since then, the Celtics have taken back over. Tatum hits a little J from the elbow there. It's all happening as the Celtics are back in control now, Joe.
Yeah, where's Poole? That's all we care about.
Joe.
Here's the just ball. Here comes just the wants, ball. Just wants Steph. To eat. Oh, here just... comes Steph.
Well, yeah, that's how they're going
to
win this
trying
game.
To showboat.
That's how they're going to win the game, Joe. I don't blame him.
Here's Smart. There it is. Thankfully. We do not want Smart.
Well, he's getting 20. He's getting 20. Let's just, it is what it is.
The kid from Hoosiers is terrible.
Pritchard?
Yeah, he's terrible. Smart!
Joe's all over this now. Timeout on the floor. 102-91.
Take a T.O.
907. They're going to need somebody to start making things happen. They need Curry to get hot again.
They're begging for a right.
Clay's been the guy tonight. They got Clay was on the bench here for the first 3 minutes of this fourth quarter. He's the guy they need in there. He's been hot tonight.
What do you think? They're resting him up for like the last 5 minutes?
Well, these guys can't play. They can't play 48 minutes, Joe. I know you want them to, but they can't.
Why?
Some of these guys, the older guys, can't play 48 minutes.
Carver, the older guys. These guys are babies. Come on. Charles Barkley. Go back. Come on. Carl Malone.
They didn't play 48 minutes a night, Joe.
Oh, Carver. Come on. In the playoffs, these guys were out there all the time. All the time. Jordan, you had to rip him off the court.
Even Jordan got his minute here and there. Here and there, Joe. Can't burn him out. Got to leave some gas in the tank. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Hour number two here on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Just about, or shall I say just under, 8 minutes to go. 104-96. The Celtics lead the Warriors. -8.5 live for Boston. 233.5 the total. Curry just made a little jumper. He's got 31 now. They got work to do here down 8. That's for sure. The Padres have extended against the Mets, Joe. Now 7-0. There's Brown shooting a 3, but it goes off the back of the rim. I know Joe's looking for that.
Come on.
Elsewhere, Joe. 6-0 Diamondbacks over the Reds. 1-1 now in San Francisco between the Rockies and the Giants.
All right, we got a shot.
And still scoreless in Anaheim. I mean, just...
It's like watching paint dry.
It's bad. It's ugly. It's been ugly there the last few nights.
We got no shot.
That really has been ugly for us. There's no question about that. Well, you know, this was... Look, Joe, we thought the game was trending blowout, because they all do, which is why we picked Poole. And, you know, you got the night where if it's under 10, you know, the main guys are going to be out there. Now, Poole should come back in. Draymond with 5 fouls now. He goes to the bench.
Where's Draymond Jibba Jabba now?
Yeah, I know.
Where's the big mouth tonight, Dray?
No big mouth tonight.
No big mouth tonight? Brown misses a free throw.
I need one more assist from Green, too, Joe. We need him to get back in the game.
Oh, there he goes.
Never Draymond. Yeah, he's talking to him. He's talking to the ref now.
Talk about it on the podcast.
I mean, how is that allowed? Every guy was in the paint before Brown let go of the ball. Nice job stepping in there. I mean, what are we doing out here, Joe?
I know what we're doing.
Green's still talking to the ref. He's going to get himself the gate. We can't have that. We need an assist from him.
He just got the gate.
No, they didn't throw him out. He's still out there, Joe. We need one assist from him before he gets that sixth foul, all right?
Like,
can he get me one more assist before he gets the sixth violations. Foul?
Jeez.
Boston, 15 of 22 from the line. That's not going to get it
Brown.
Done.
Brown stuck at four threes.
Not ideal, Joe. As the total drops like a rock down to 229.5.
This is going to look like the first game. He's going to go smart. He's going to chuck it.
Still sitting at 19.
He's probably on his own number tonight. I would be. There it is. Come on, go to Brown.
A lot of missed shots in the fourth quarter. A lot of missed shots.
Brick City.
Tatum missing threes. We need him to hit two.
Oh, God.
Not a good scene, Joe.
No, not a good scene. Of course, is Poole out there? No. Why would he be out there? We're in the over. Why would Poole be out there?
There's Green trying to get an assist. Yeah. Green's trying to get that assist. He's passing the ball around, but they're just not giving it to him. Nobody's finishing for him. Can't finish, Joe.
They're cooked, Golden State. They're cooked. They are.
You think that this game's over? Is it you're calling it?
The series is over.
Series is over. Yeah. Not just the game. You're saying the series is over.
No, they're cooked. They are cooked right now.
Finished, he says.
Finished. Chopped.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
Chopped.
They're a glass house. They're a glass house.
Wow.
Glass house. No heart.
I can't believe it.
And if you rough them up a little bit, which they're allowing to play, Steph ain't making nine of ten threes all of a sudden with 47 points, right? He's got 31.
I watched him have a stretch earlier in the game where he scored 9 points in like a minute and a half. I wouldn't call it impossible.
Steph doesn't play defense, and they're making him work. He's working through picks. He's got to run around. He's another one. You're a $160, Steph. All right. When you're getting a little knee in the thigh every now and then, you know, all of a sudden you're off a little bit. How does it play a little street ball style? You don't play a stitch of defense, Steph. Not a stitch.
They go to a timeout with 5:51 to go. It is a 11-point lead, 107-96 for the Celtics here as the Warriors have the ball when they come back. Not much else going on, Joe. They've come to the ninth in Cleveland. Guardians lead the Rangers 4-0. No scoring allowed.
I never thought I'd say this. Could we get the hockey back?
I know. We're missing hockey tonight. We really are.
No juice. There's no juice. As good as close and as maybe, you know, dramatic as this game is, no juice.
Well, this
juice.
Game's been better than the first because they actually got something cooking here in the fourth. I mean, and here's the thing, and we're pulling at strings here. I mean, it's an 11-point game. I mean, it's not like it's a 2-point game here with 5 minutes to go. It's an 11-point game because this is as close as it's been in a while, we're hanging on pins and needles here.
We're hanging on pins and needles because we have tickets hanging in the balance.
But we have, like, you know, the outcome of the game isn't bearing in those tickets.
No. But we need props. We need these guys to step up. Talk about these totals in baseball. I mean, I need over 7.5 San Francisco, Colorado, right?
Yeah, Joe,
I need over in the 7.5 Mets in San Diego. We're right there. And then on top of it, I need a 1-3 from Jalen Brown. 1-3.
Did you see what happened last week, Joe, when you decided to play an under? Did you see what happened to you? You hit it.
It's on a Friday night. Friday night, I have a tendency to revert like the werewolf.
Yeah, but what happened when you played an under last week?
I had the under in the Dodger-Met game.
What happened when you had an under? You had a big hit.
I won. I had a huge hit.
And now you're playing the over in every single game tonight. And it's just, you know, I need you to mix it up.
You know what? What are the weekend series here? Let's try and get some positive mojo.
Looking ahead to the calendar here? You're trying to turn the page?
Yeah, I mean, as far, this game has me fought. This NBA game is seriously.
Boston's going to Seattle this weekend, Joe, to torment you even more late night.
No, I don't like that series.
The Mets go to Anaheim to play the Angels this weekend.
So it's Friday, right?
Dodgers-Giants this weekend.
Where?
San Francisco.
It's going to be an under series. That's going to be an under series. I'll tell you the over series. Ready?
Cubs-Yankees at the stadium this weekend.
Nah, it's going to be an under series. Ready?
The Cubs over and the series. Yankees?
Yeah. Or Orioles-KC. There's one. The other one's going to be...
Those two teams suck.
Here, here's They're another bad. One. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Rangers, White Sox.
Rangers been playing well.
I know. I like them, actually. Rangers, White Sox. And the other one, you ready?
Yeah.
Rays and Twins. The Rays are going to beat up on the Twins this weekend.
Be careful.
I said it. Rays are going to beat up on the... I'm not being careful. I just told you. Rays are going to beat up on the Twins this weekend.
Very definitive tonight, Joe. You're very definitive tonight. Just saying this is it, and this is how it's going to be.
Right. And Golden State, they're done. Don't even bet them.
Well, since we miss hockey so much, when we come back, we'll get ready for tomorrow night, Rangers Lightning at the Garden. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. So they had a little scrum down there. Green is still yelling at the refs. Did he foul out, Joe? Yes, he did. He fouled out with three assists, so he could throw my my parlay out the window. Needed him to get the four. 112-98. Celtics lead the Warriors. Iguodala coming in the game. God, how is this guy still playing? I mean, you got to be kidding me. Could we get the 2 points from Poole at least, Joe? I'm upset now. I mean, I talked about that smart last night, the plus 780.
I know.
I even talked about it with Pharrell today.
Well, you didn't play it?
No.
Look at this. It's a beatdown. They're not even going to shoot now. Watch this.
They're not even going to shoot.
Could Poole at least just, you know, here goes the ball hog. 46 shots in the last 3 minutes. Oh, no.
112-100. Just under 3 minutes to go now.
We're in trouble.
Wiggins with the slam to get it to within 12.
Oh, man. We're in big time trouble here.
They seemed like they're looking like they're confident here. I don't know what they're confident about.
Who? The Golden State
Warriors?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Confident. Where do you see confidence?
They were all like, you know, nodding their heads. Like, we're still in this. We're still in this. It's all good.
Getting abused. This is over. This is over. This is too strong. Too strong.
How many has Tatum got, Joe?
I don't know. He's got
26.
More than...
26.
Look at this. Come on, Poole.
Because Tatum.
Oh, he fouled him.
Whoa.
We didn't get the foul. You got to be kidding me.
No good.
Here we go. In a game that's 12 points, they can't call a ticky-tack foul on Poole?
No. Why would they do that first, Joe?
Yeah, we're toast. We're toast.
See, you don't think he'll get a cheapie? You don't think he'll get a cheapie in down the stretch? He won't get a cheapie bucket?
No. Is he going to shoot or is it going to be Steph to try?
Well, they might take Steph out now.
Here's Steph now. Cramps. Here it is. Oh, yeah. He's have to work, Steph, huh? Got to work a little, big guy.
I cannot believe there's still no runs in this Red Sox-Angel game. I mean, nothing in the sixth inning. Zero.
I lost out on the Jaylen Brown three.
A bagel.
You hear what I said?
Yeah, I know. He had four threes in the first half, and you couldn't find him after that. And what do you have, 17 in the first quarter? He's only got 25 for the game.
Talk about hump right now.
Smart with 24.
I know. Smart. We could have taken him alternate 30. Can you imagine?
Well, no, I'm more mad about the 20-plus and the Celtics to win.
Plus so. 780.
That's the way it goes, Joe.
Oh, man, can we at least get Poole?
The ones you talk about but don't play, those are the ones that hit. All right, they're in a break right now. This is almost mercifully over. What is it, under? Let me get you the 1 second. Page 219, Joe, to go. 204 to go, excuse me. 114 to 100. 14-point lead for the Celtics. They should be in good shape. That's for sure.
I guess, Carver. What do I know? You know, I'm still smarting over.
They are putting up there. We have the big game five tomorrow night between the Lightning and the Rangers at the Garden. As Joe even admitted tonight, he's missing the hockey tonight. First night with no hockey in a while. And Joe is missing the hockey. Andrew, you all right going into tomorrow night? You've had now a night. Last night it was very, very quick reaction for you. But are you now after a night sleeping on it and thinking about it today? The confidence level still sky high for the Rangers tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like going back home, having the opportunity to regroup at home with the crowd going absolutely crazy. Even with the injury to Ryan Strome, and I haven't heard anything about Filipino, I have to check and see what's going on with that. I just feel like the Rangers, you know, even though the series is tied and stuff, the Rangers still have home ice. So I don't know. I feel like that's an advantage that's hard to overlook. It's complicated.
It is complicated. I also think it is kind of crazy and that the Lightning are such big favorites tomorrow night at the Garden.
Yeah.
Right, Joe? -130, Joe, for the Lightning tomorrow night.
No, I think, like I said, I think that the fact that they won two in a row, they're back in their rhythm. I think they win this game. I don't know if they win by a goal and a half like they did, obviously, the other night in Tampa Bay. But
do you think the Lightning win tomorrow night?
I do. Wow. I think the Lightning win out the series now. That's just
the next two games. Lightning in six.
Yep.
Wow. That would be good for me only because I have that Lightning minus a game and a half ticket that I thought was dead at 2-0. Andrew, what's the situation here with Strom and Hedl? I know they don't tell us anything, so they really aren't.
As far
good.
As I know, Ryan Strom is a game time decision. It looks like both of them are game time decisions.
Yeah, the old so. NHL game time decision.
Uh huh.
Get it.
Pool's out there, Joe. Can the guy get a garbage time bucket here for us?
Addition. Can you score?
Yeah, he shouldn't be doing that. He should be. He's the only guy on the floor who could score. He should take the ball and he should score. That's it.
With toast. With toast. They got the scrubs in for the Celtics.
We're going to play also tomorrow night. There he is, a deep one. No, at least he shot that one, Joe.
He missed.
I know, but at least he shot it. You know, we give him a little credit. Give him a little credit for actually shooting the
ball.
All
we do is give participation trophies to these guys.
Oh, wow. Andrew, Kreider and Zibanejad to both score tomorrow night, plus 655. I like that, even if the Lightning win.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. No, seriously. I think, you know, the Rangers, they had a bad... Did they outshoot the Lightning in Game 4?
I'm not sure, but if they did, it wouldn't matter because it was a soft.
Right.
All the shots they got, the Lightning did that thing where they basically put a shell around the middle of the ice, and the only shots you get are from, like, out the top of the circle and the blue line. So it wouldn't have mattered, whatever the shot count was.
I think the Rangers got the bad game out of their systems, you know what I mean? And yeah. I think that it's just... I just have confidence, you know? I'm spewing with confidence. That's what it is.
Spewing with confidence, Joe. Spewing with confidence.
Well, because their head coach had said it's a homer series. Both teams have won at home, so if you're the Rangers, you feel good. I don't feel good about the Rangers with the goaltending situation. You know,
you don't feel good.
No. How could you? I mean, like I said, listen, the game the other night, game three, the way they lost that game, it was a one-goal game. I think that emotionally drained the Rangers. The fact that they were like just basically walking through the motions the other night. They fell behind 2-0, then 4-1. They weren't on the power play. Now you have Vasilevsky back in his rhythm. Going to be very difficult. If I tell you what, they fall behind in this game tomorrow night, lights out.
Lights out.
In order for them to win this game, they got to score first tomorrow.
Come on, Poole. Don't pass. What is he doing, Joe?
He's a hump.
This is why we played him, though, because we knew he'd be on the floor if it got out. We just need one garbage bucket from him here. They're going to run the clock out. There's 23 seconds left.
We lost with Poole.
They're not even going to get another one.
Hump Central.
What a disgrace.
Where's Steph? You know what? I see Steph and Clay look a little serious now. No shimmy. No, all of a sudden walking around with a lot of, you know? All of a sudden, you're not peacocking anymore, are you? Huh?
Nobody's peacocking.
Your ribs hurt a little
tonight.
Bit, Steph, huh? Huh? Brown and Smart gave you the elbow. Huh? No, not a clean three. Nobody setting up picks for you. And screens.
I'll tell you what, Joe. How about this? That under came in with a live under. What was it up to? 235, 236?
We missed out on that.
In fact, Joe, how about this? Imagine this sweat. If you had the over 215. I mean, you would have thought that thing was in the clear going into the fourth quarter. And they only had 34 points combined in the third quarter, and you got over by the hook. 216 was the amount. Can you imagine thinking that you would have had to sweat that out starting the fourth quarter?
No.
God.
On fire. On fire.
Wow. I just realized that. The Warriors scored 11 points in the fourth
11
quarter.
11 nothing.
Let me ask you this, Joe. How many points did the Warriors score in game one in the fourth quarter? I just want to go back and look at this.
20?
They scored 16 points in the fourth quarter in game one. They scored 11 points in the fourth quarter tonight. That is disgraceful. I mean, are you kidding me? 11 points, Joe.
Sharpshooters.
That's awful.
Sharpshooters. That's what happens. Defense wins, baby.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Celtics lead the NBA Finals 2-1. Game 4 Friday night. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Here as the Celtics win game 3, take a 2-1 series lead in the NBA Finals. Game 4 actually Friday night, Joe, so they're not making you wait a month for that one. Red Sox have finally scored on a Bobby Dalbec RBI double here in the top of the sixth. They have a 1-0 lead now over Anaheim. Padres just beating up the Mets 11-0 here in the sixth. Not a good night for the Bassett Hound. Let's take a look at his line. Yuck. 3 1/3, 7 hits, 6 runs, 2 walks. Ugly for the Bassett Hound.
We need a new nickname for him on top of the Bassett Hound. I can't take him.
Why do you got a problem with the Bassett Hound? What's the problem with the Bassett Hound?
I think it's all right. The Bassett Hound once, twice, all third time you say the Bassett Hound. All right, we get it. The Bassett Hound.
What's your problem? The guy's nickname is, we call him the Bassett Hound. Why do you have a problem?
Who's we? When you say we, you're implying more than one.
Yeah, me and Pharrell.
Others?
Me and Pharrell.
You and Pharrell. All right. The Bassett Hound. All right. He pitches every 5 days, right, basically? So we're hearing the Bassett Hound a lot, no?
Yeah, every 5 days when he pitches.
Right. I'm just saying.
All right. 1-1, the Rockies and the Giants in the eighth. Game one tonight of the College World Series softball national championship.
Can we bet on that?
Well, Oklahoma's like, you know, this wrecking ball. They're the number one overall team. They beat Texas tonight in the first game, Joe. 16-1. Game one of the best of three. 16-1.
Oklahoma always beats Texas in everything.
They sure do.
You could get Oklahoma right now plus one in the Red River rivalry against Steve Sark and the crew. Would you take it? I would take it in a heartbeat.
Man, that's so hard because you got no idea what we're walking into with those two teams. You really don't.
I understand that.
Between Quinn Ewers and what's your boy? Is your boy who went
Xavier
to Oklahoma?
Worthy,
no,
John
but who
Robinson,
went? Who went to Oklahoma?
Sark?
The quarterback changed four times.
And Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel from UCF. That's right. Dylan Gabriel.
Not four times. You're thinking of Mackenzie Milton that transferred.
No. Well, Oklahoma had a lot of different things go on at quarterback. Obviously, Caleb Williams left. With USC, they had the kid go to South Carolina, Spencer Rattler. Didn't somebody else go there besides Gabriel? Didn't somebody else transfer to Oklahoma?
I think they were looking at it right now.
Oh, you know what? The other kid was going to go there, and we thought it was going to bump Gabriel, but he ended up not going. I forget who it was, but there was talk somebody else was going to try to chop him out of there. Maybe I'm, you know.
Now you got me thinking. Now I'm.
I feel like there's another quarterback there, Jadeau. We're gonna have to edit this right now.
I'm doing it right now as we speak.
Here we go. Projecting the spring depth chart here for quarterback. Dylan Gabriel. Yeah, it's just Gabriel. They got a couple of young kids. Nick Evers.
They got Nick Ewers.
Yeah.
His brother.
What?
No, I'm kidding. Nick Evers.
All right. Well, either way, Dylan Gabriel is the guy in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
There was somebody else who was talking about going there. I forget who it was, but they didn't do it.
Well, no, what happened was Dylan Gabriel was going to go to UCLA and then next when Williams.
Oh, is that what it was? Is that what I'm thinking of? Okay.
I think that's what it was. And then so Gabriel wasn't supposed to be in Norman, but when Williams bolted for U.S., well, when there was talk about Williams entering the transfer.
I got to tell you, I think Venable's going to be awful at Oklahoma, just so you know.
I think he's going to be good.
Yeah. You would think
Why don't you like good old Brett?
You think because he's coming from the blue collar croak program over at Clemson that playing for Dabo or coaching for Dabo that he's going to bring that blue collar style to Oklahoma. That's what you're thinking.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
First thing he didn't like was
I think he's going to be a bust.
He didn't like the attitude in Norman.
I think in 18 months he's going to be wishing he was back on Dabo's staff with nobody with no heat on him over there cashing those big fat highest paid defensive coordinator checks that he was cashing down there at Clemson.
Somebody's
going to go back to that.
Somebody's a little.
In fact, Joe, I'll go even a step further. I will lay that one with Texas
against Oklahoma this year.
Whoa! I'll take the other side right
I
now.
I will lay that one with
feeling strong
with Sark in his second year in. I'll take him.
All right. We got it. We have a bet on this, like a
yeah.
Bet?
I mean, whatever you want to do.
All right, we'll do. Well, hey, what do you want? 20, 100, 200, whatever.
Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Whatever you want. All right, we'll do it.
All right, let's go here. We got a lot to do.
All right, come on.
So you're on the Lightning tomorrow night.
Correct.
I gather
the money line though. I'm not on the puck line tomorrow.
So you're scared of laying the goal and a half tomorrow night is what you're
yes,
saying.
Yes. Yeah, on the road I am. I think it's a close game. I think I say this. I think it could be something tells me 4-3.
Another under or are you like an over no, tomorrow?
I just like told an over? You 4-3 Lightning.
Andrew, what's the score tomorrow night?
3-1.
3-1 Rangers for Andrew. 4-2 Lightning for me. Great. Andrew says great. He goes great.
It's great.
Well, look, I still have that Lightning minus a game and a half that I'm hoping to cash, so I gotta
great.
Try to I still gotta root for that. I gotta root that in.
Hero go great, great Carver. That
but I think I'm gonna back myself up though, Andrew, and play that Kreider Zibanejad gold parlay at plus 655.
Uh-huh.
So I might, because I can get that win or lose, maybe.
Right.
I'm going to try to get that. So
mm-hmm.
I'll be rooting for the Rangers in some capacity, I guess.
What about Worthington and Van Fleet tomorrow night?
What?
Who?
What?
I'm kidding.
All right. Joe, you like all these day games in baseball. Yep. I'm sure you're going to play the over in all of them. So.
No, no, Carver, that's not right. I don't always play the overs.
Yes,
okay?
You do. Andrew, how much? What would you call the percentage of games that Joe plays the over in?
For
everything, just everything.
Like every sport.
Yeah, it's got to be in the high 90s, 95%, 96%.
It's like I'd say in between 90% and 95%.
There you go.
You know what?
I'll cut it in half. I'll say 93.
I like over Reds. I do like that. Over Reds, over Cards, and Tampa.
over Phillies and Brewers.
I don't like the over Phillies. No,
Strasburg
like
back for the Nationals tomorrow, Joe.
Nah,
Strasburg
like
returns.
I'm going over Baltimore, KC. That's the three-team parlay, okay?
Let me get. You're going to go over. You're gonna take a fourth whack at the tree with the Red Sox and the Angels tomorrow night?
No,
7.5?
Absolutely.
Take a fourth whack at the tree?
You know that if the game that we don't back is the one that's going to come in. You know?
I almost have to play it tomorrow on principle. Just because if I'm going to go down with the ship, we might as well go down with it.
All right, let's do it. We'll go back.
Brubaker for the Pirates against the Braves tomorrow night. They've got Max Fried. We've got the Yankees with Gerrit Cole in Minnesota again against Dylan Bundy, who is an absolute gas can. If the Yankees don't light up Dylan Bundy tonight, Joe, I'll be stunned. Bundy stinks.
Let's go for Judge home run then.
You want to put it with the golf? What do you want to do? You want to put it? With the golf?
All right, let's put it with the golf. I like Tony Finau. So Finau,
all right, let's talk about the golf for a second.
Judge.
We have the RBC Canadian Open, which tees off tomorrow morning. Of course, this is the week before the U.S. Open next week at Brookline in Massachusetts. So now, Joe, you know that I'm into this a lot. The first two majors this year, the big guns really, I'm not gonna say weren't into it, but we had some out of nowhere winners in those two tournaments, which was JT Poston the week before the Masters. You had KH Lee the week before the PGA Championship. So I'm gonna go a little deeper, Joe, for a winner this week at the RBC Canadian. Now Rory has won there three times. He's the favorite. I like Tyrrell Hatton at 22-1. I liked Harold Varner III at 33-1. Keith Mitchell at 42-1. Sahith Teegala at 50-1. And then I'm going with a couple Canadian guys, Joe, since it's the Canadian Open. Mackenzie Hughes at 55-1. Nick the Dentist Taylor at 90-1. Those are because last time a Canadian's won the Canadian Open was 1954, Joe, believe it or not.
All right, so I like Finau. I like Dylan Fertitta, right?
Yes.
And what about this name keeps jumping out to me? He's a deep shot. Pat Rogers.
I have, believe it or not, Joe, I have Patrick Rogers on my first round leader list. You know how I play 10 guys for first round leader. Bomb guys. Mac Hughes 50-1, Patrick Rogers 60-1, Brendan Todd 80-1, Nick Taylor 85-1, Kramer Hickok 100-1, the Smother Man at 100-1, Wyndham Clark 110-1, Danny Lee 120-1, Charlie Hoffman 120-1, and Bryce Garrett 120-1. My first round leader 10 pack tomorrow, Joe.
A 10 pack. Why don't you put all of them?
Well, Joe, why don't we tell you? Why don't I tell you how it works, Joe? Since you want to criticize. There's 160 golfers in the field, okay? We're taking 10 guys. We're not putting $10 on these plays. These are first-round leader plays, small units, Joe. You could put $2 on Wyndham Clark to be the first-round leader. If he is, you win 220. So these are small plays, Joe, to try to, you know, get yourself a nice little hit. I do it every Thursday. And, you know, I hit once every 2 or 3 weeks. So let's go. I mean, what's
So Pat Rogers, right?
60-1.
Yeah, top 20 finish. What is he?
A top 20 finish for the entire tournament? Yep. 1 second, Joe. Let me tell you here. Patrick Rogers for a T20. Give me a moment here. Computer's slow because you're asking me to do something that I don't normally open on here. Come on. Help us out here. We might have to do it on the phone, Joe. Here we go, T20. Patrick Rogers, we got to find him. He's way down the list, Joe. Where's old Patrick? Plus 320.
I like it.
I'm just going to play him for first-round leader, 60-1. So you put $3 on that, Joe. That's 180 if he's the first-round leader.
No, I'm going to put it with the total in the baseball tomorrow.
All right, good luck. Good luck.
Right then and there, you just... You see, that's...
I'm with you. In fact, if he's first-round leader tomorrow, that's going to get him on his way to the top 20 that you need. So, let's go. Let's go, baby. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says it.
They got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi here with you, wrapping this one up on Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Updated odds, Joe, to win the series. Celtics minus 230. Warriors plus 190. Mm. I'll tell you where I'm leaning right now, Joe. Celtics in 6 plus 195. Let's be honest here. They've been the better team.
I think they're going to close them out. Celtics in 5.
Celtics in 5 plus 270, Joe, if you want to go there.
Did you happen to see the body language of Clay and Steph?
Yeah, I know.
They were sulking.
Line for game 4 on Friday night. Celtics minus 4.
They're going to pound them. They're going to
215 the total.
Pound them. Let's take an alt line.
We should have did that tonight. You know what it is, Joe? I think none of these games are close. I mean, they're not going to have the alt line up yet, but... Margin. We have to get something with Celtics plus by 10 plus.
I think they get pounded tonight, Carver. Tomorrow, the next time. When? Friday night?
Friday night is game 4.
Yeah, they're going to get pounded. They're going to get.
We'll have that for us on Friday night. There you go.
Yeah, that'll be good. Be good. In USFL is Friday.
Yeah, nobody's going to care about that, especially with the NBA on. So tomorrow night, Joe, we have Rangers and Lightning. We have a bunch of West Coast hockey. I mean, hockey. Bunch of West Coast baseball. And we will find some other things, of course, throughout the way. We'll have the golf to talk about as well. Carver and Lisi, great job by Andrew Torres, as always. Celtics up 2-1 in the finals. We'll see you tomorrow. Cash some tickets. Sports Grid Radio, Carver and Lisi. Have a good night.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.